Holy smokes, Nance. My peppers are going berserk. I think it must be all this heat and sunshine we've had. They are thriving. It's a lot of peppers, but I got a pretty good idea what I'm going to do with them all.
What are you going to do?
I've got two frying varieties. I've got Cubanelle and Italian Sweet, and they're going to be great for sausage and pepper subs and pepper and egg subs. And I got a lot of peppers, so I can make a lot of them. Don't know that it would be a good idea for me to eat that many subs, but I'm going to give it a try.
Well, I have an idea, Stein. Instead of using a roll, you can use an extra pepper. Then it makes it a gluten-free sub.
I want all the gluten I can get, but so you mean just pick up all these fried peppers and sausages and scrambled eggs in my hands and just shove them in my gob?
Exactly.
I can do that. Also, I got some pepperoncini, and they're doing really well. They're these long, little skinny things, and those are great pickling peppers, as I'm sure you know, and I'll get a couple of jars of those, and they'll last forever in the fridge.
Well, that's in your house. We eat so many pickled pepperoncini around here.
Well, maybe I'll give you some of mine.
That would be very nice of you, Stein.
It's nothing.
You don't have to grow peppers the way you're doing or I'm not doing. You can just go to the store for them or the farmers markets, because this is the most perfect time to go shopping for fresh peppers. We've got a lot of peppers from Washington State. I bought some beautiful peppers at Alvarez Farms at the farmers market. You can just hit up any farmers market, or our local supermarkets are really a bonanza of peppers right now. This is a great time to buy Hatch chilies that are coming up from the Hatch Valley in New Mexico. Shoreline Central Market was selling them. I have a pal from New Mexico who went and bought quite a few pounds of them, and she does this because they were roasting them right there on the premise, and she can take them home and seed them and freeze them for the rest of the year.
Well, I've still got more pepper varieties to tell you about. I'm growing mulattoes, also known as poblanos, or maybe they're just closely related. And when you dry those, that's what an ancho is.
Well, you know what, Stein? I wish that you would give me some of those poblanos, because I've been making the most amazing stuffed poblanos. I roasted them out on my grill. Once you roast the peppers, you remove the skin and you slit them just a little bit, seed them carefully, and I stuff them with whatever I've got around, but I really love Hempler's chorizo. So if you saute some chorizo and onion, fresh corn in there. I got some red jalapenos, sauteed that up, stuffed it with some rice that was left over from the dinner the night before, a little pepper jack cheese in that mixture.
Do you remember a couple of years ago I sent away for those padrón pepper seeds and they came up as jalapenos? I was a little bit miffed about that. Pretty good substitute, probably an identical one, is the chicito pepper. So this year I started two plants in there, really putting out the peppers. They look just like padrones. They're about 3-4 inches long, all twisty and crinkly. You just toss them over high heat in a skillet. I use my wok with a little bit of olive oil, and just until they're blistered, a little bit of coarse salt. Hold them by the stem, eat the whole thing. And the fun is, they're mild peppers, but 1 in 10 is hot, and you can't tell by looking, so it's pepper roulette.
I know I told you about the time I was sauteing some of those and one went overboard and my dog scarfed it so fast she couldn't move for at least 24 hours.
She must have hit the jackpot that gotten
absolutely.
That 1 in 10.
And she's small. Here's a great idea. If you can get some nice, small, fresh chilies, put them in a jar with some sherry and make yourself hot sherry pepper. It'll be a wonderful addition to your soups and stews over the winter, and just a few drops of that stuff.
Well, I just love sherry, Nance. And believe it or not, my favorite sherry comes from a New Jersey valley.
A valley in New Jersey? What valley?
Frankie Valley. With 88.5 KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Does it feel chilly in here?
Leeson.
He's Dick.
The Capsaicin Kid.
Stein.